they were advertising for North Swiss. Because there was two factories in Welwyn Garden belonging to North Swiss.
Oh, I didn't realise
One was
that.
In Broadwater Road.
Yes.
Opposite Roche.
Yes.
Where they made the soup and the test kitchens were at the front of that building where they tested the soup. Mm-hmm. And then it was brought down to Swallowfields.
Right.
Where we packed it.
Right. I didn't realise that. Mm-hmm. Yes. So can you remember what you were paid when you started there?
No, not very much to start with because I was just a packer.
Yeah.
But then when I was offered, because I was, you know, interested and that, I was offered to be trained as a machine operator.
Right. So you were dealing with goods going out?
Yes.
Wages?
And rotating the ladies on the belts and the tables at the end.
Right.
You know, every hour
or
so, gave the ladies on the belt a different job, and then the ladies on packing came on the belts.
So no one got too bored?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Or backache. Or
yes.
Repetitive hand strain.
Of course. Yes.
Yeah. And some, you know, you rotated two to go upstairs to feed the soup down.
Right.
To the machine funnels.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And you enjoy doing that?
Oh, I loved it, yeah.
Yes. What was the atmosphere like? Was it all women working there?
Yes, mainly the women did all that. The males were the mechanics for the machines.
Yes, yes.
Resetting them for whatever soup you were doing.
Yes.
Dates and that.
Yes, yeah.
And if they broke down, obviously,
they would be out to mend them.
And then there was men doing the forklift truck taking away after we've got them all packed and boxed up.
Yes.
Out to the lorries waiting to take them away.
Yes. And were they delivering locally or all over the country? Or?
Oh, yes, I think far and wide.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And I've heard that Knorr Swiss kept a tight control on testing and made sure
it was exactly the same. Every other packet you had to weigh as they were coming off.
Right.
You just pop it on. Scale.
Yes, to make sure it was all exactly the same.
Yeah, you had to check the packets to make sure the date was correct.
Yeah.
And the seal was correct.
Yeah, yes. Working it in the plant.
Oh, yes, the boss from Switzerland was always in the office upstairs.
Right. So they had that, the control as
K-O,
well.
K.O., I think his name was. I can't remember his second name.
Yes.
His surname.
And had Swissnor... Was Welwyn Garden City the first place in England that a factory had been established by Switzerland, or had it come out from London, or do you know?
No, as far as I know, that the two factories were established here.
Right, yes. Obviously. Because of good conditions.
Yes.
Yeah. Were there many people working there?
I'd say, all told, 100.
Yes, quite a lot.
With three, we called them SIGs, but three big machines, and then the Aromat machine that was the seasoning machine.
Right, yes.
Like salt and pepper, but it was a special machine.
Yeah.
Our machine had fitted for the meatball machine too. So
right. Yeah. So how many different soups were being made? What flavours were there?
Vegetable, oxtail, tomato, chicken noodle, Florida, which was a mixed vegetable.
Yes. And meatballs?
Yes, meatballs. But they came, they were fed down a funnel from upstairs.
Right.
And they came down two little tubes, and as the packets were going along, they would drop into the packets.
Right.
But they're only as big as my nail.
Small meatballs, yes. Yes.
Because obviously when you make the soup, they swell.
Of course.
And become bigger.
They're all dried up.
Yeah, they're dried.
When you were there those 4 years, were there any social activities?
Oh, yes, I had a social club.
And what sort of things would happen with a social club? Did you have facilities?
Well, a lot of the time we used to hire the room in above the Petri pub for our... socials.
Yeah,
you'd have a band, a group.
Yeah.
Although North Swiss in Broadwater Road had at least two, if not three, members of the band.
Oh, really?
Worked there.
Talented. Mm. Yes, yes. And would you have something each month, or would it be less frequent than that?
Yes, probably monthly.
Monthly, yeah. And what about Christmas? Did the company do anything at Christmas?
They just give you a little bit of a bonus.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So what hours were you doing when you were working there?
They had a canteen before I went there, but it had closed.
Oh, right.
When I got there.
Yes.
So, yes, we took our lunch in, you know, lunchbox. And they were really nice people.
Yeah.
I used to bite my nails.
Yes.
And this little lady, old lady, she said, "Now, if you want to get engaged to Melvin, you've got to have nice nails or you can't have a nice ring."
Right.
So I tried everything to stop biting my nails but couldn't.
Yes.
And then after she said that, I just stopped biting my nails. And
yes.
When I got married, I had lovely nails.
Oh, and a lovely ring.
And the ring.
Yes. Oh, that's nice. I like that. Thank you.
So they were really nice.
Yes.